Hi, it's Vince Welch from NASCAR on Fox, and you're listening to On the Road with Dane on WGN.
720 WGN, On the Road with Dane, live here in the Allstate Skyline Studio, high atop Chicagoland, and on the line with us, the longtime voice of the NASCAR Gander Outdoor Truck Series, and such a big part of all things Fox and the great team coverage of the Monster Energy Cup Series for NASCAR on Fox, one of the nation's favorite voices and personalities in motorsport, and Indiana's very own Vince Welch. Welcome to WGN.
Hey, great to visit with you again, Dane.
You are always on the move. You know, and think about this. You know, the series get together, and oftentimes at a race weekend like we'll have coming up at Chicagoland, everybody kind of is in one place, and it's one big party. But sometimes they split it up, and on the truck series, you know, you'll find yourself, you know, for some situations or events, you'll be on one coast and then another. And so we're getting with you. You're getting ready to head to St. Louis to do the truck series.
Doing the truck series at Gateway. Been out in California for a couple of days as our cup team is getting ready to wrap up the cup portion of our schedule at Sonoma, and a nice dinner for Hall of Famer Darrell Waltrip last night, and it's Darrell's final race on Fox before he retires. And had a great little intimate get together last night with some folks from NASCAR and our Fox team, and so it was special to come out and be a part of that, and now heading back east to do some truck racing.
I know it's all part of it, and Darrell will be the first. Well, last time we had him on, we did mention he's the member of no less than four Halls of Fame. And so his, you know, whether it's on the broadcast side or the driver's side or racing side or even some of the places that he's called home over the years, he's certainly had all of the accolades and recognition. But how has it been over the last, you know, handful of days when you get to that point where it's another turning point in your career, and you know, and such a mainstay and a beloved element on the broadcast side, that Darrell's going to be kind of, you know, putting up the headset, putting up the mic, and kind of giving that up?
Yeah, it's been interesting because, you know, we obviously, those of us as part of the team, have known for quite some time, even before it was announced at Bristol when DW had the press conference and announced officially that he was retiring. You know, we knew it was coming, and I think as it has gotten closer to the final race, it has really hit home and set in more with all of us, really, but particularly Darrell. And, you know, I think it's going to be a very tough broadcast for him on Sunday, knowing it's going to be his last telecast as a member of the team on Fox. And not just for Darrell. I mean, I think, you know, Mike Joy, who has been alongside Darrell for every one of the 19 years at Fox, and I think it'll be an emotional time. You know, we're not only colleagues, but friends as well. And I know there's Mike and in particular, you know, considers Darrell to be his best friend.
Yeah.
And to say goodbye to him as a colleague after all that time, I think it's going to be difficult and emotional on a lot of different fronts.
I think that's going to be taking kind of front and center on the color commentary side. You look at the contrast in those guys two together. Mike Joy, you know, one of the true legends in the business, but kind of stoic and analytical and a historian and all those things. DW, I think part of what made him so great in the booth was that he was, you know, so emotionally attached to the stuff going on and being able to kind of share the emotions that all the drivers may be feeling or experiencing on the track or in and around the race, and then himself personally. So I think for him, I think it's going to be tough, right? Because I think all of those emotions of that lifetime in and around the sport and certainly in the broadcast booth are going to be right there in the booth with us and on that broadcast.
Well, I think, you know, for Darrell in particular, racing has been his life. And whether it's been in the car behind the wheel or up in the broadcast booth announcing, you know, the NASCAR races as he's done for Fox. And it's been, you know, it's been a tremendous career for him on both sides, you know, as a driver and then also as a broadcaster. And when you're in it and you've immersed yourself in it and it is your life in so many ways, it's difficult to step away from it. And, you know, I think in any sport, when someone retires, the thing they say they miss the most isn't necessarily the games or the races, but it's the camaraderie that you feel in the locker room. You know, you hear that in the stick and ball sports when guys retire, they say what they miss most is just the camaraderie, you know, the team element in the locker room. And those are the things that you miss. And even though we don't have a locker room per se, we still very much have that team element and that team feel. And it's going to be different without DW, that's for sure.
Yeah, race fans are going to be glued to that, not only the action on the track out in California, but also kind of all of that, all that drama that's going to be part of it. Now, when you think of yourself, you know, a lifetime in broadcasting and so many different incarnations on the racing side, when you see something like that, does it make you think, and of course, Vince, and let the listeners know we're talking with Vince Welch, you know, you're decades away from even contemplating a decision like that, but does it make you think, like, whether, like, how you would make your exit, or if you would walk away, or how you would feel about it?
Well, I think that, you know, as you said, you know, hopefully that's not for a while yet, but I think that in any situation, and you never know, I mean, it could be tomorrow, you know, I mean, if, depending on how your health treats you, you know, there are so many things that you can't control that determine not just, you know, how you live your life, but how you work your job. So I never take it for granted, and I'm thankful, in all honesty, thankful every day that I get to do what I do, and get to do it with the people that I get to do it with. And, you know, I told DW last night, I said, you know, when I left ESPN and came to Fox, and that was, you know, 5 years ago, one of the things I was looking forward to most was the opportunity to be a teammate with Darrell Walter, you know, who is a Hall of Famer, and I had only known really from a distance and had not known, you know, not known him as the person, you know, more just, you know, Darrell Waltrip, the driver, and to get an opportunity to get to know him, become his friend and colleague on the professional side has been one of the highlights of my career, and it's really been a special time for me, and not just to work with Darrell as a professional, but to also enjoy his friendship. And he's a special guy. And, you know, in a broadcasting world, you know, people either love you or hate you. There's not a lot of people that are right in between. And we come to accept that, you know, as announcers. Oh. But I can tell you that through and through, Darrell Waltrip is good people.
Well, we know the Vince Welch fan base is, you know, runs deep, you know, and there are very few detractors, as of course you would expect. And for the people that haven't, that have maybe watched Darrell on the track and, you know, and in the booth and all those kind of things, having dealt with him a little bit, kind of either off the air or in social settings, and I think you'll echo this as well, is it's going to be tough to replace him, because he is not only everything that you'd want on the street cred side as far as, you know, credibility and sharing, you know, what it takes to be great and how it works in the helmet and in the car for the drivers, but also is just super warm, you know, genuine human being, right, who's very likable.
Yep.
And that's not something they're just making in factories, you know, so it's going to be interesting to see how Fox kind of pivots and builds somebody else great in there. I did want to ask you, just on the travel side, and you know, you love the motorsports and you love what it is that you do, people love it as well, but you got to be hardwired to do this. The season is very long and there is so much travel. Part of you could look at it as you get to see a lot of America, but it's a little bit stressful. So talk a little bit about that, because your hats, because of what you do and how well you do it, you are all over the place with the different series.
Well, most of America that I see is between the racetrack and the hotel. You know, it's the airport to the racetrack to the hotel and back and forth. There's not a lot of time for sightseeing over the course of a weekend, but you know, it's a necessary evil, so to speak. You know, I mean, it's just part of it. And when you do it for as long as we've done it, you understand that when you're on a number of airplanes that we're on during the course of the season, there's bound to be some that are delayed, or a few that might be canceled, or whatever the case may be. If you're on it enough, you're going to have an issue at some time or another, and you just know that that's coming, and you got to take it with you know, you got to take it for what it is, and understand that you can only control what you can control. So from the travel, you know, that's one of the things I get a lot of people say, man, I don't know how you do it traveling every week. I just couldn't do it dealing with the, you know, the airlines and such and so forth. And you know, it's just what you do. You know, it's part of the job. And some days on any job, some days are easier than others. And that's the case for us too. And the travel just is part of that. So to be honest with you, as much as I travel, I feel blessed that I don't have more issues than I do. It's smooth more often than not. And I'll knock on wood here as I get ready to travel, you know, halfway across the country, and hope that today is incident free. But But it's just part of it, and you know, when you do it as long as we do it, then you just come to accept that.
Yeah, one of the times coming up, we're going to be excited to have you here at Chicagoland Speedway, where all the series are going to converge for an entire race weekend of entertainment. And we talk about family road trips all the time, and you being in Indiana, hopefully you'll just be able to take a car ride to Chicagoland. Yep. But as we get towards that, talk a little bit about your thoughts on Chicagoland in general, you know, and the Chicago area, and maybe some connections you have and what people are going to be able to experience and enjoy.
Well, one of the things I think that I particularly enjoy about Chicagoland, a couple of different things. Number one, as you mentioned, it's one of the races I drive to, which is nice for me. It's one of the weeks I don't have to go to the airport and get on an airplane. And so I certainly enjoy that aspect of it. But I just enjoy that racetrack. I think that, you know, and there are a variety of different mile and a halfs on the circuit. But every track is unique in its own way. And I just think Chicagoland provides terrific racing. It provides opportunity to pass. And we've seen so many close races there at the finish. And I like it. I like the track. I like the racing it provides. And of course, you know, even though you're not just around the corner from the city of Chicago, you're close enough to where you can go in and enjoy the city. That's in fact one of the few weeks during the course of the year that my wife actually comes along for the trip.
Nice.
And we always go over and spend a couple of days in the city. It gives us a good excuse to pair a little work with pleasure. So it's one of the trips that I enjoy, not just on the professional side, but certainly personally as well.
Well, we're excited to have you. Going to wish you good luck on the travel and for the trucks. And of course, looking forward to seeing you and your wife here in Chicago and at Chicagoland Speedway for all of that action coming up during that race week. And as we let you go, Vince Welch, if you want to give out the social media so people can follow all of your adventures from coast to coast and in so many different ways.
Instagram and Twitter are on the two platforms from a social media perspective that I participate in. Twitter is just as simple as it can be, at Vince Welch, and appreciate everybody that participates, and I like to engage, and it's a nice way for us to be able to kind of touch the fan base a little bit and be a part and share in the passion that all those fans have for racing and that we share as well. So for those that are out there listening, don't ever hesitate to reach out, touch base, and maybe even say, hey, I heard you on with Dane, and that always connects the dots too.
One of the very best in the business, such a big and important part of telling those stories and sharing those stories in the world of motorsports and specifically trucks, and looking forward to seeing you in Chicagoland. Vince, we'll let you get to it. Thanks so much, and thanks for jumping on the show today.
Yeah, always appreciate it, and you do a great job. Thanks, Dane. Always good to talk to you, and we'll see you soon.